The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. And fall is upon us. Lovely temperatures, great sleeping weather, and clear skies in which to view the magnificence of the universe in all its glory. Tonight we're talking all about the Law of Attraction with Phil Chicchio of Success Think, who happens to be the business partner to Bob Proctor. It's a great show in which you may already know some of this stuff, but the way that Phil speaks, I'm sure you're either going to slap your head and say, oh, now I remember, or go, aha, that is the missing link I was looking for. So sit back, kick your feet up, and forget all about today's issues. Just focus in on the bigger picture of that, which we know to be the law of attraction. We'll be right back after these words.
Our minds tend to live in the past and future. Train your mind to live in the now moment and manifest what you desire through a new course taught by Dr. J. The School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. This amazing course will teach you how to visualize and receive what God desires for you. The school includes 12 teaching modules, along with Dr. J's newest book, The Power of Thought and Visualization, plus a free DVD titled Create Your Day. When placing your order, mention LOA Radio Network, and Dr. J will give you a free reading. This prophetic word is sent to you as an MP3, and you will be amazed, as has tens of thousands of people globally. Go to nowisyourmoment.com and sign up for the School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. That's nowisyourmoment.com.
Are you ready to be activated to draw money to you? Hi, I'm Jules, and I created the Triple Powered Money Activation app featuring a powerful LOA hypnosis session with high-frequency sounds from Code Dimensions that was fully energized by energy transformer Eric Altman. That's why I call it the Triple Powered Money Activation. I've been getting amazing reports on the effectiveness of this state-of-the-art app. Best part is the app is only $9.99 and you can find it on iTunes and Google Play to download into your smartphone. Just put in Money Activation in the App Store search and look for our green Triple Powered Money Activation app. Use it every night as you fall asleep. Get yours today and start manifesting money tomorrow.
Some say the law of attraction doesn't work, but not Dr. David J. He's convinced through scientific evidence that the law of attraction not only works, but works fast by bringing together key components often overlooked. This holiday season, give the gift that empowers people to manifest their deepest desires. Get Total Law of Attraction by Dr. David Che, now in its second printing. Total Law of Attraction is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your iPhone, Android phone, or wherever books are sold. Or go to TotalLawOfAttraction.com. Total Law of Attraction, the book that changes lives. Happy Holidays!
I'm Sue Elliott, Editor-in-Chief of Law of Attraction magazine. The winter edition of the magazine is now on newsstands. It's filled with tools you can use to attract epic love, release stress, install the millionaire mindset, and manifest all your desires, Law of Attraction magazine is also available in digital form at lawofattractionmag.com. Purchase your copy today. That's lawofattractionmag.com.
Law of Attraction magazine is not associated with Law of Attraction Radio Network.
We are back with more of Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. And finally, are you in internet marketing or advertising sales? Well, I'm looking for a few really bright people who would like to join the Law of Attraction Radio Network team and help us to reach out to the world. This is an unlimited income opportunity if you believe in the Law of Attraction. So come on and get on board with our like-minded team of manifesting individuals. Contact me if you would like to make an income by being a part of Law of Attraction Radio Network team. It's great fun. Now, have you noticed how close we are to entering the Golden Age? Well, the AP reported that the Nobel Peace Prize was given to Britain and Japan for stem cell work. That's right. Here comes the good news for the week. British researcher John Gurdon and Shinya Yamanaka of Japan won this year's Nobel Peace Prize in Physiology for discovering that mature, specialized cells of the body can be reprogrammed into stem cells, a discovery that scientists hope to turn into brand new effective treatments. The prize committee said that this discovery has revolutionized our understanding of how cells and organisms develop. Now, we've all heard that embryonic stem cells can literally bring you back to the point of well-being from diseases and can even get the body to rejuvenate and heal paralysis from spinal cord injuries. But this doesn't have anything to do with embryonic stem cells. This discovery is about the ability to reprogram cells that allow scientists to create particular kinds of tissues they want to study, like lung tissue for studying cystic fibrosis or brain tissue for Huntington's disease. By reprogramming cells from patients with a genetic disease, they can create new tissues with the same genetic flaws and study it in the lab. That gives new insight to the root of the problem and to the root of the problem of the individual. So an accurate and effective treatment can be given. Parkinson's, diabetes, and basically the roots of all diseases in laboratories can be understood by the individual cellular level. The healing that can occur by this discovery is absolutely unlimited, and it also means that the issue of using embryonic stem cells is now a dead issue. It's just not necessary. Isn't this incredible? It's coming about in this time that we're entering the Golden Age. So look at what you have created for the future. This is your manifestation that was brought into physical form by these two wonderful researchers, John Gurdon and Shinya Yamanaka. Since the concept of what stem cells could do in 1962 to the cloning of Dolly the sheep in 1997, we collectively have changed the way Western medicine is doing its healing. We knew, as many, many medical doctors knew, that there had to be a better way than killing the cells with poison or writing off paralysis as a place that could not be healed. So not only am I grateful to these two brilliant men as I congratulate them on their tremendous success, but I also pat every one of you on the back because we all placed this idea into the tetrahedron matrix of creation, the vortex, the desire for a better and easier and more effective way to heal. Collectively, we created this, and it is now coming into our physical world as we are entering the golden age, where healing is going to be much easier and living will change dramatically. It's all good and it's all happening right now. Thanks to every single one of you collectively. Now let's bring on Phil Ciccio, founder of Success Inc., who is the business partner of well-known friend Bob Proctor. With over 20 years of experience, Phil is an authority in the area of personal growth, professional development, as well as business leadership consulting, and, of course, the law of attraction. Phil has dedicated his life to helping individuals, teams, and organizations create the results that they want. His company, Success Think, helps business owners in all areas of practice to get better results in performance and profitability. Phil helps people close the gap between where they are and where they want to be. Welcome, Phil, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Well, this is a thrill because I know that you have been working with Bob Proctor for many years, so we're getting a little bit of his flavor as well.
I have. Bob is an incredible mentor to have. It's been a blessing in my life for sure.
Phil, knowing that you have 20 years of experience in personal development and business development, business leadership, I thought it would be great to have you on that. Maybe you could tell us what we should be thinking in regards to our businesses right now, today, in today's world.
Absolutely. Today most people are focusing on what's going on in the outside world, right? We watch the news, we listen to the radio, we hear our peers, we see what's happening in the outside world. We're focused on the economy and what's going on out there rather than focusing on what we can do within us to attract the business that we want in our life. So we're letting the economy create our economy. And I believe that you can create your own economy through just not ignoring what's going on out there. We need to manage that. However, not allowing it to control your results, really creating your own economy by thinking differently than most people would think.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, but I still don't know how to do it. Are we supposed to be thinking outside the box? Are we supposed to be pushing the envelope? What are we supposed to be thinking right now?
Well, what happens with most people is they do get kind of bogged down into listening to what's going on out there. They focus on their results. Your results are a direct reflection of your thinking. It's a law of cause and effect. So in other words, most people are thinking that things are bad out there, and they're actually perpetuating or manifesting those same results. In order to change the results, you have to stop looking at your physical reality, your physical results, the current economy, your current checking account, your current situation, and really start focusing on what you want, creating a picture in your mind of what you want rather than what you have. You know, there are people today that I'm working with in business. As a matter of fact, one in particular, real estate agent, is having her best year ever in this economy. And what she said to me was kind of interesting. She said that her and her husband are at the moment sort of tightening their belt. They don't want to spend any money, big expenditures like buying a new car, which they think they're ready for, and adding on to their home because of the economy. So in other words, they're allowing the economy to control their economy. In other words, she's having the best year ever, and she's still not spending because what she's looking at and seeing with her physical eyes, you know what I mean, seeing with her physical senses. So what I train people on doing is not focusing on the results, focusing on what you want, creating another picture, creating a new image, making that image, allowing that image to make you feel a certain way. Those feelings ultimately move through your body and produce the actions. Those actions produce the results you're getting. See, if you think about it, in some of the best economies we've ever had, there were people that made millions of dollars and became wealthy, but there were also people that went completely broke and bankrupt. Now, in a down economy, no different. There are people that are going completely broke, right? But there are people that are making an absolute fortune because they're using their intellectual faculty, which is of their perception, and they're saying, okay, I'm going to look at this economy in a way that's going to serve me, not disserve me. In other words, I'm going to use my perceptions to find the good in it, find the opportunity versus finding the bad and finding the lack. And most people are just stuck because they're they're watching the news, they're listening to what's going on out there, and they're allowing that to create a feeling within their body, which moves their body into action. The action is a negative action, which gets them a negative result, and therefore your actions cause a reaction, and that's really what the law of attraction is all about.
Okay, let's talk further about your friend. She doesn't want to go out and purchase a car right now because she's fearful of what the future holds. So what should we be doing? Should we just be going ahead and purchasing a car? Should we be worried about credit? Should we be worried about the economy? So what do we do?
Okay, well, first of all, yes, she should buy the car. She really wants it. If you want something, you should go out and get it. All right, we weren't put on this earth to live a life of mediocrity and lack. We're put on this earth to grow and have whatever we want. But most people allow their circumstances or conditioning to hold them back. As far as credit goes, right? I mean, if you think about credit, we want to, you know, everybody focuses on this credit score. It's so important. I think that the credit score is really not a an indication of your credit worthiness. It's an indication of how much debt you can handle. So it's really a debt score versus a credit score. For instance, I could have $10 million in my bank account and have no credit because I've never applied for a credit card or bought a car or anything like that. And I could go out and want to buy a home for, let's just say, $200,000. And I would not be able to borrow the money on that home based on my credit score of not even having a credit score, having a bad score, but I could pay cash for it. So that to me doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but that's the way, that's the world we live in. The FICO score works this way. So what we need to do is we need to find ways that we can, even if we have a poor credit score, because some do, that we can work around that. There are opportunities, there are people around that will help you. You don't have to let the FICO score determine whether you're going to be able to purchase something or borrow money. It's not true. There are actually programs out there right now that the government's working on, and you know, other entities are working on, that will allow someone with a poor credit score to get a loan based on character. So it's a character score versus a credit score. So there's tons of opportunity out there, but you're only going to find what you're looking for. If you're looking at your credit score and you have a low score and you allow that to determine whether you're going to move forward and go buy the car, buy the house, or do the things that you want to do, then you're allowing the outside world to control your inside world, which most people do. What you need to do is ignore the credit score and start to look within you, try to get creative, think of ideas, talk to people, stay in a positive frame of mind to attract the resources or the new idea that's going to get you what you want, regardless of what your credit score is.
Recently, a new mentality has started that to be debt-free is actually incredible freedom, because you're not burdened with the payment or the repayment of the bill.
Yeah, I agree.
You're actually making more money by not using credit. So should today's business be worried about credit, or should it be instance by instance? What do you recommend?
Well, I think it does depend. I mean, there's good debt and bad debt, you know. I mean, good debt would be, for instance, so I'm buying a rental property, which is going to create a positive cash flow. Now, I'm going to have debt on that property because I'm going to borrow some of the money to buy that property from a bank. So I'm going to have debt, but that debt is purchasing an asset that will appreciate and will generate cash flow. So, and that would be good debt. Now, bad debt would be for me to just go out without any means of repaying this debt, get a credit card, and go out and buy something that's going to depreciate, something that's not going to really serve me, then that would be bad debt if I couldn't cover it. But if you can use debt to your advantage in business, or you can use it to hurt you in business. But you've got to just be careful with that, and you've got to do your due diligence. But you've got to realize that you can use debt to grow your business, which is a good thing, or you can use debt to put you in a deeper hole and affect your business in a negative way and put you out of business. So it's really the person and their understanding about money. You know, that's what it all boils down to.
You're right. Absolutely. It's all about the law of attraction and what we believe that we can create and manifest. And if we're not focused on the lack, we can definitely manifest the money to come into our lives. But I did run across an issue with a friend of mine who is a huge believer in the law of attraction. And sometimes I thought it was like she was living in a fantasy world and not so much on the reality plane. What do you think about that?
Yeah, because we're using the law of attraction whether we know it or not.
Right.
Right, because it doesn't discriminate. If you're thinking bad thoughts, you're going to attract bad things. And if you're thinking good thoughts, you're going to attract good things. But the law of attraction, and Bob Proctor, when I started working with him, he shared something with me that was pretty interesting. The law of attraction, the way most people understand it is, you know, if I really think of an idea, if I hold on to an image, you know, I'm going to wake up one day and there it is. And ultimately, that is how it works. However, there's a big missing piece there, and some of this was missing in The Secret, and Bob created another movie called Beyond the Secret to explain this, but was the part that requires some action, right? So what people need to do is they need to visualize what they want. The starting point is your imagination, okay? You imagine something that you've never had before. You don't know how you're going to get it. It's irrelevant. You don't have to worry about the how. You just got to create the picture. The picture has to excite you so much and scare you a little bit, enough for your feelings at the subconscious level to really grow. So you have a really strong emotional state about the picture. That emotional state about the picture, that idea that you have about the picture, will automatically move the body that we live in into action to go do the things necessary, take the action necessary to cause a reaction. And that reaction is a law of attraction. So when all of a sudden you have the person show up in your life with the money, or the money shows up, or the resource of the idea, it isn't just because you were thinking about it. It's because you got emotionally involved in the idea. You moved your body into action. The reaction caused the law of attraction or that resource to come to you. What most people don't get is the idea of getting emotionally involved, the conduit to the imagination. So if you have a picture in your mind, let's just say the home that I'm sitting in right now, at one point my wife and I had an image in our mind of what this would look like. It wasn't here on the physical plane, it was in the spiritual plane. But at some point we got so emotionally involved in this idea that our bodies began to move into action to force a reaction that caused this property to sit here on this, you know, on this piece of soil that we're now living on. We attracted this into our life based on the actions we took, which from the feelings that we got based on the picture. So law of attraction is like the law of cause and effect. You create the picture, you have to get the result, but the conduit between the imagination and physical reality, the conduit is how emotionally involved you're going to get in that picture.
Good point. Now, on your site, you talk about the different personalities, the yellows, the greens, and so
I
on.
I do.
That is really brilliant. It really is. It gives a clear picture because we're not all the same. So that means our law of attraction practices may not be the same.
They're completely different for everybody because we're all different. Okay, we all have the same process of how we get what we want. We start with our thinking, right? And then we manifest the results. So that's all the same. However, our thinking is different based on our current circumstances, our conditioning, and our environment. In other words, your paradigms have been created over time. So I'll give you an example of what I mean by this. This is a situation where when you're first born, right, you're a clean hard drive, and all of a sudden somebody starts to enter software code into your hard drive. And they're starting to program you to believe what they believe, to think how they think, to, you know, walk and talk and dress and all those things just like they think. And we're being programmed to do this. Now, up until the age of 10, that programming is automatic because we can't reason with it. It's really the age before reason. So an idea is impressed upon us and we just take it as belief. That's why you grow up and you're just like your mother, or you're just like your father, or you have, you know, the same political views, the same religious views, the same views about money or relationships as your parents did, because you weren't able to reject those ideas before your conscious faculty was developed. In other words, before your age of reason. So you grow up and you find yourself doing the exact same thing that your parents were doing, or believing the same things that your parents were doing. And some of those things are serving you, but many aren't. What ends up happening with most people is they allow that first part of their life, the first 10 years or so of their life, to control the rest of their timeline, the rest of their life, versus what some people finally do, they pick up a book and they start to study themselves and they say, you know what, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I'm going to change the paradigm. I'm going to alter it. And they start to do things differently. They start to use the law of repetition to create a new idea about money or relationships or whatever it is, and it changes their life. For some people, a traumatic event can do this. Now, a traumatic event is the fastest way to alter the paradigm. However, you know, we can't dictate when that's going to happen, but it can be good or bad. In other words, you can have a traumatic event happen to you. I'll use an example, which my uncle, he smoked for about 40 years of his life. He was a smoker, and it was a bad habit. It was a paradigm. He couldn't stop. He wanted to, but he couldn't. He tried, but he couldn't. And then one day he has a heart attack. He has open heart surgery. The doctor says to him, one more cigarette and you will die. And boom, that traumatic event, he no longer smoked cigarettes. So he was able to alter the paradigm. But that is a negative thing that happened to him that turned positive. But I'll share another example with a gentleman that I've known for practically my whole adult life now. When he has been one of those people that hoards his money. In other words, he makes a lot of money and he saves a lot of money, but he does nothing with the money. In other words, he drives an old truck, he has an old boat and he loves to go fishing. It's one of his favorite things, but he just can't get himself to go buy the new boat. He never bought a home. He always lived in a little one-bedroom apartment. I mean, literally just kind of living sort of like a somebody who had no money, but he had a lot of money. And after digging down and finding out what it was, when he was about 8 years old, his mother sent him to the little corner grocery store to pick up a few items. And she gave him some money, and he got in line. And as he gets to the cash register and the register, they're checking him out, he was short money. There wasn't enough money. And the cashier embarrassed him, or he felt embarrassed about that in front of the other people that were in line. You don't have enough money. And he decided at that moment as a young child, I'm never going to be short of money again. That traumatic event for a child to be embarrassed about not having enough money, said, I'm never going to come up short again, has caused him for the rest of his life, now he's in his 50s now, for the rest of his life to hoard money and not do anything with it because he's worried about not having enough. These are the things that control people. Our paradigms control people. They cause us to do the things that we don't want to do, even though we know we're doing them and we don't know how to stop them. The idea with learning these concepts of the law of attraction is to change the way that you think, change the image of yourself in your mind, so you begin to attract into your life the things that you want rather than things that you don't want. And that's really the key to this whole thing, is say, okay, what do I want versus talking about what I don't want? Because if you ask anybody, Jules, and I ask people this all the time as a coach, I say, what do you want? And they immediately start reciting all the things that they don't want. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be alone. And I say, I didn't ask you what you don't want, because if I say to you, think about not being broke, what do you picture? Being broke, right? If I say, picture not being alone, I don't want to be alone, what do you picture? Being alone. Picture yourself with the things that you want in the present tense in order to attract those into your life.
Great information. Now let's go back to that gentleman who is very wealthy but living like a pauper, afraid to spend his money. Now that's an emotional block. Is there any way that he can get away from that to finally be able to enjoy what he has manifested?
Absolutely. The only way for him to start to live a joyful and free life, because he isn't fulfilled, especially if his passion is fishing and he's got an old fishing boat and he really, you know, he sees all those nice fishing boats go by and he knows he can buy it, but he can't get himself to do it. He's stuck. It's the knowing-doing gap. It's where people know what to do, but they don't do what they know. Most people live in that state their whole life where we know exactly what we need to do to get what we want, but we don't do what we want. We don't do what we know we should do. In that gap is that paradigm. So yeah, he can alter that. He can change that. He can decide that, you know what, I'm going to have what I want. I'm going to remove that block. But in order to remove the block, see, he's been thinking about that event since he was 8 years old. Okay. So that's pretty deep-rooted. Those roots are in there, and subconscious mind is deep-rooted, right? It's going to be hard to pull that, you know, oak tree out from the earth, okay, if you will. So what he needs to do is, over time, through spaced repetition, visualize and affirm a new idea, how spending money is good and how he can have all the things that he wants. And he's got to create this picture and constantly create this picture and think about it so that his focus goes towards what he wants versus that paradigm. What ends up happening here is when you put all your energy towards something that you want, you're nourishing that. A thought is a seed, right? So we take this thought seed and we start to nourish it with new thoughts and new ideas and visualization and affirmation. And since we're feeding the new thought, we're nourishing the new thought, the old one, the one that took root a long time ago, is not being nourished anymore, and it begins to die. And eventually it dies due to a lack of nourishment. And your new paradigm, the new idea, becomes your new X factor, your new paradigm, and suddenly you're living completely different than you ever did. But it takes a long time. It takes a lot of work and effort, and a lot of people aren't willing to put in the effort. They'll start to visualize Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. By Friday, they don't have what they want, and they gave up.
Absolutely.
Go back to their old thinking. It's being able to hold on to that picture and know that it will manifest as long as you can hold on to it. Now, we don't know what the gestation period is of a goal or a thought, a seed of thought, but we do know this. The more emotional you are about it, the more you can tie your emotions into that thought, the sooner and the faster your body's going to move into action. And as long as your body's moving into action, the natural reaction is going to bring into your life exactly what it is that you're picturing. The picture has got to come into your reality. As long as you're not just wishing for it, you're emotionally tied to it, so it moves the body that we live in into action to go do the things necessary to cause the reaction. Therefore, we realize the law of attraction.
Okay, so again, you are saying that the emotion tied to what you want to achieve, realizing every step of the way that you should not be focusing on the lack of that into your life, but focusing in as if it's already happened?
Absolutely. Present tense. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have a brand new fishing boat, and I am bringing friends and family out fishing, and they're enjoying their time. See, that's where the emotion comes in, right? Where just having the fishing boat could bring some emotion to you, but seeing your friends and family on the fishing boat, enjoying catching large stripers or whatever it is, right? That really starts to create a new picture. You can actually see that as I'm saying it, because we think in images. And that emotion of that reality, that emotion of that almost reality, because your imagination is almost real, starts to get your body to go. I'll give you a quick example of what I mean about how the emotion makes our body move. Because our body is just an instrument of the mind. It's a puppet. It just moves based on the thoughts that we think and the emotion tied to that thought. So a quick example that I like to share with people when I'm doing seminars is really simple is this. Just imagine right now looking out a window and somebody that you don't know is walking by, and they trip on the sidewalk to their knee. They just fall to their knee. Now, you don't know that person. So based on the emotional attachment you have with that person, what would your body do? Like for me, if I was talking on this radio program right now and something happened outside and I saw somebody trip that I didn't know, I would probably look out the window real quick, make sure they're okay. I wouldn't stop speaking with you. I'd just keep working. And I would just get back to business here. Now, let's take the same scenario. You're looking out the window and somebody that you truly love is walking by, a child, a spouse, a grandparent, somebody that you truly love, and they trip and fall to their knee. Now, based on the emotional attachment with that person, what happens to your body? Without even thinking about it, my body would say, excuse me, Jules, I'll be right back.
Right.
Right? I wouldn't even think about it. It would just happen automatically based on the emotions. Well, that's how you have to be with your goals and dreams. You have to create a picture. You've got to get emotionally tied to that picture so it gets you up and gets you going in the morning. Most people that tell me that they don't have any energy don't have a goal. That's all it is. If you don't have, see, we have all the energy there is. We don't get energy. We express it. We release energy. So in order to release energy, you've got to be excited about something. You have to have a goal. The people are the most productive, right, like 3 days before they're going to go on a vacation, right? They're packing, they're staying up all night, they're doing all these crazy things because they've got a goal. They have all this energy. If someone that you know doesn't have energy, it's not because of anything other than they don't have a goal. They don't have a reason to move. It's like energy, a good analogy for energy would be gasoline in an automobile. So you fill your tank with gasoline, okay? So you've got all the energy that can possibly fit in the tank is there. And you don't have anywhere to go. There's nowhere to go. So there's no reason to get in the car and start the engine and have that energy be released through the engine and through the exhaust system because there's nowhere to go. But once you have a goal that you're going to drive across country, now that energy gets released because you say, we're going for a ride. You get in, you turn on the car, and you go. It's the same thing with your body. If you have lack of energy, it's because you don't have an exciting goal, whether it's your daily goal or your monthly goal or your lifelong goal. If you don't have a purpose, most people don't even know what they're put on this planet for. They don't even have a purpose for their life, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no reason for the body to move. The body only moves based on emotion, just like the person's tripping in the street.
Wow. So there is a lot of inner work that has to be done with this.
There is a lot of inner work that has to be done. And I've been doing this for 20 years. And, I went from the mindset of, I was an auto mechanic. I went from the mindset of, I wasn't smart enough to be anything but an auto mechanic. And I'm not saying an auto mechanic is a bad thing. I had a good lifestyle and I had a good life being an auto mechanic. The thing is, I became an auto mechanic because I didn't have good grades in school. So I thought, well, I guess I'm not smart enough. I better use my hands. I better find a way to use my hands to be successful. And I let the report card dictate the next 20 years of my life. Yeah, and there was some point in my life I said, I don't feel like I'm fulfilling, you know, I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel like I'm doing what I was put on this planet to do, and I have to ignore my report card. I have to say, you know what, it doesn't matter. That report card is not a reflection of my future. It's a reflection of my past. It's a reflection of the way I used to think and do things. You can change that immediately by just seeing a new picture. I decided I wasn't going to let the report card control me anymore. I was going to go out and start my own companies. And that's exactly what I did. Most people allow their report card to hold them back. They'll allow their W-2 or their 1099 to indicate how much they're going to earn. They'll allow their medical record to stop them from doing the things that they could do with their life. I mean, I know people that the medical record says I'm sick, so guess what? I'm sick and I'm not doing anything. But then you meet people, or you might watch some program where somebody's medical record says that they should be laying in bed for the rest of their life, and they're climbing Mount Everest, right? You can't allow your current reality or your past to dictate your future. It's got no bearing on your future. The only thing that has a bearing on your future is what you're thinking about right now. What is your dominating thought? Because that's going to be your reality tomorrow.
And speaking of thoughts, let's hold that thought. We'll be right back right after the station ID.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Welcome back to Love Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. And our special guest is Phil Ciccio of Success Think. Phil, understanding that we do have to do a lot of inner work to get to that place where we can be the conscious and deliberate creators that I think we're supposed to be, where does spirituality play in the law of attraction?
Well, that's, you know, different for everybody. And, you know, I speak in front of large groups, so I don't know what everybody's thought process is with their spirituality. And spirituality is not religion. And that's where it gets dicey. You know, as soon as you mention spirit or spirituality, a lot of people think that you're talking religion. So there has to be a clear delineation there. I look at spirituality as this, okay? If you think about spirit, and I use the word spirit when we have a thought and it's coming from somewhere, where is it coming from? I'll use spirit. Some people use energy. Some people use God, whatever you want to use, okay? But that's where our thoughts come from, spirit. What we do is we take those thoughts, we put them together, and we create ideas. That happens in your intellectual, at the intellectual level. So it happens in your conscious mind. So now we've taken something from nowhere and we've brought it into our consciousness and we start to reason with it. When we start to do that and we start to really like this idea that we got from nowhere or spirit or God or the universe, whatever you want to call it, right? It starts to create an emotion in our body, and that's what gets us to manifest that picture. But the picture came from spirit. Think about things that never existed before, whether it was the light bulb or the airplane or the, you know, personal computer or the cell phone. Where did that come from? It came from spirit. It came from something bigger than us. And you've got to use your intuition to tap into that. Say, okay, I feel like this could be a great idea. That's my intuition talking to me. I'm going to use that and I'm going to bring that into my reality. But most people, they can't get this concept. I read a story about a brain surgeon who did not believe that thoughts came from nowhere, did not believe that thoughts came from spirit. And somebody asked him, have you ever opened up a brain? And he said, yes. And he said, and the next question was, did you ever see a thought or an idea in there? And this brain surgeon was stumped, right? Because no, he hasn't. So where is it coming from? It's coming from spirit. And I believe,
wow.
I believe when you tap into spirit, your whole world can change. If you're,
wow,
you can't be living on logic. You have to be thinking about illogical things, things that have never happened before. That's what moves you. Things that have already happened aren't going to move you. Think of things that haven't happened for you. Tap into spirit. Create the image. Get really emotional with it. And watch your body move into action to bring it into your real, into your physical world.
You know, science is now showing us that the heart is actually a bigger manifester than the brain.
Absolutely it is. The Greeks call your subconscious mind the heart of hearts, right? Your heart is where you're attracting from. Well, there's a combination, right? Thoughts and feelings. So thoughts are coming from your head. Feelings are coming from your heart. So you've got to put the two together, right? Just thinking about it doesn't bring it into reality, doesn't manifest. But you're right, 100% right. Scientists have figured out that the heart is actually where the attractive force comes from. There's the more magnetic pull from your heart, I think 5,000 times more than your brain. But they've just realized this. And the amazing thing about it is you need the combination of both. You need the thought to come into your mind, right? Or you need your brain to think, to reason. And then you need your heart, okay? When the two come together, that's where the powerful force is. That's where the law of attraction really starts to come into your life, because your heart is where you're getting emotional. And I said that, you know, your emotion is a conduit to bringing the picture into your reality. So picture your head. There's where the thought comes in. Now picture your heart and the two coming together. And those two things coming together are the most powerful magnetic force in the world. You will attract into your life all the things that you need when you can put those two together, thoughts and feelings. Thoughts and feelings produce actions. The actions produce your results. The results are just for the law of attraction working in perfect order to bring to you the picture that you started with from spirit.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now tell me, you have a program called Success Think. What is that about?
Success Think is the name of my company, and some of the programs that I offer are programs that were created by Bob Proctor, and some we've done some programs together where I've taken his programs and I've shared these with other people in seminar or workshops. So one is Think Yourself to Success. And these programs and the DVDs that I offer teach the lessons that I'm sharing with you here at a much deeper level, obviously, where we're able to show you graphically how it works and bring other people into it, because some of these are workshops that I actually recorded live. So you can come into my workshop like if you were there versus having to fly out to see me at one of my workshops. And they're very, very powerful. They come with all kinds of workbook exercises, audio and video. So not only do you get the spaced repetition we talked about earlier, right, where we need to hear an idea over and over again in order to change the paradigm, to alter the paradigm. So you would take the CD and you would listen to these CDs daily, and you'll start to, what you're really doing is you're reprogramming yourself. You're taking new software code and getting rid of that virus software code that somebody else impressed upon you. And, you know, they didn't do it intentionally. They were programmed as well. So I don't want anybody going home and saying to, you know, to their parents that, you know, oh, you've ruined my life. You're holding me back. But now that you know this, you can alter it, and you can make sure that you're not impressing negative ideas or lack ideas onto your children and the people around you by just always staying in a positive place and always knowing that everything you want is already here. It's already here. You just got to become aware of how to attract it into your life, how to bring it into your life. And my programs teach you how to raise your level of awareness so that the things that you want that are already here end up coming into your world and in your physical reality.
And you also do coaching. Personal coaching as well, but do you get in then to the colors, the type of personalities that help people to be able to manifest in the clearer means?
Absolutely. When I do one-on-one coaching, I also offer a program, but in all of my coaching, we do talk about the different personality styles, because it's important to understand you, but it's also important that you understand others, right? The people in your life that just totally annoy you, there's a reason why they annoy you, because they have a different personality type than you do. So understanding that sometimes helps break that down so that you're not so annoyed, because you understand, because the only difference between the opposite of ignorance is understanding. So when we start to understand ourselves, and then we can start to understand other people. You see, I studied me for a long time. And when I started to learn about me and understand me, that allowed me to understand you. So when I'm coaching people, I understand where they're coming from. I know who they are. I know what they're thinking about based on the current results that they're getting. Because if you want to really know what you're thinking about, just look at your results. So I do personal coaching, and we do study personalities. I also study the personalities in all of my programs. So any of the various programs, whether it's the Success Puzzle Workshop or Think Yourself to Success Workshop, all of these, I tie in the personality test and that whole program. So they can be very, very effective.
So bottom line, though, we still have to take responsibility for our own actions and our own thoughts, right? That plays a major, major role in defining who we become.
It's a critical role. What most people do, Jules, is they blame other people. And when you, or other, you know, they might blame the government or the economy or whatever. And they, when you blame, you give up your power. You give up your power. Think about this. If I blame my parents for my circumstances, or I blame the government for my circumstances, then for my circumstances to change, what would have to change if I'm blaming them? They would have to change, right?
Right.
So
they're not going to.
They're not going to. No one's going to change on my account, right? So I've given up my power. Now, what ends up happening with most people is they allow that to be their excuse for not having the things that they want. They'll say, well, if it wasn't for my parents, I would be successful. If it wasn't because I didn't go to college, I would have been successful. If it wasn't for the government, I would be successful. And you know what we do? We say, yeah, you're right. Too bad for you, right? It's too bad that your parents did that to you. It's too bad that you didn't have the right teachers or the right mentor. It's too bad that you were living there instead of living here. And we kind of buy into that because we don't want them to feel bad. And we allow people to go through life living a life of mediocrity because of an excuse or blame. You've got to take control of your life and say, I'm not going to blame anybody. This is my life. I'm responsible for it. You take that responsibility. And now, because I've decided that I'm responsible for my outcome, I have all the control. I don't give up my power. I have all the power to make a change. Because now that I know it's my fault, now I can change it. And until people grasp that understanding of blaming versus taking responsibility, nothing will change in their life because they're waiting for somebody else to change in order for the results to change. Those people aren't going to change. And even if they did, your results still won't change until you've taken the responsibility to change your own life. See, for things to change for you, you must first change.
Ah, got it. So if we stop focusing then on the government and the economy, it will automatically change because we're focusing in on ourselves instead. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. We need to focus on what we want, not the current reality of what's going on out there. We have to focus on what is it that we want? What do I want? What does the picture look like? What does my life look like if I have everything I want? Forget about what's going on in the outside world. If you start watching the news and you start listening to talk radio, it is going to put you in a negative vibration. Your body is going to be in a negative vibration. And like attracts like. So if you're in a negative vibration, there's no way you can attract any positive things in your life, whether they're thoughts, resources, or people. They will not be positive. You know this because you've probably been at a point in your life where you were thinking something negative. It was really bringing you down. And the more you thought about it, the more negative things came into your mind. If you're mad at somebody and you're negative, you're thinking about all the nasty things you want to do to that person, right? You're never thinking about anything good.
Yeah.
So you've got to forget about what's going on out there. You've got to forget about talk, or you've got to forget about the news. You've got to certainly manage that, but you've got to say, I'm not going to allow that to control me. I'm not going to allow that to change my vibration, my vibratory state, because I'm attracting based on how I'm vibrating. So how do I want to vibe? What's that vibratory state that I want to be in? I want to be an attractive force for good, not attractive force for bad. So if I'm thinking bad things and I'm watching the news and all the horrible things that are going on out there, it's putting me in a negative state and I'm going to attract negative things. Flip your thinking. Get onto a new frequency. Say, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I'm going to start thinking about what I want. Get there. Feel that. If you think good thoughts, you'll feel good feelings and you'll attract good things in your life. It's simple. It isn't easy because we're around negativity. We're marinating it in it all day long, right? But we need to push ourselves away from it as quickly as we can. Try to get around the people that are going to make us feel good about ourselves, not feel bad about ourselves. Stay away from negativity as much as you can. And I know that a lot of people have, you know, there's a lot of negativity around them because some of these people have their same last names and we're stuck with them. But you have to do your best to try to pull yourself away from that and go read something positive, listen to something positive, go online, listen, do something when you feel negative that will make you feel positive.
Okay, but reality is sometimes that anger, that fear is going to come up. What do you do? How do you know that you're focusing in on it for too long? Is it a day? Is it a half an hour? I mean, how do you shift? Sometimes you just have to feel it to understand what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I shared earlier that my programs are about raising awareness. We have seven levels of awareness. The lowest one is animal. It's where we react. It's fight or flight. And a lot of us get there, right? We get cut off in traffic, and we're immediately in that state of just animal thinking, right? We're just in a rage. Now, the highest form is mastery, where we respond versus react. So we're in a responsive state. This is where we stay even. We don't get too excited either way, up or down. Now I work on helping people get to that state, that level of awareness that's the very highest, so they're always in a responsive state versus a reactive state, which is an animalistic state. A lot of homeless people would be at that very lowest level. Now, you just asked me about, okay, what do you do when you get there? How do you get out of that, right? Sometimes some people will get into a negative state. They'll wake up in the morning, they'll spill coffee on themselves, and they'll let that carry them through the rest of their day, maybe their week, maybe the month, maybe their life, right? You know, they allow something negative to just control them and overwhelm them. When you're at a higher level of awareness, and that's what my teaching is all about, raising awareness. When you're at a higher level of awareness, you recognize that you put yourself in a negative place, boom, all of a sudden you're there and you quickly get out. Now, when I first studied this, I would find myself marinating in negativity. I'd hear something negative and I'd drive to work an hour ride and I'd think about it the whole way. And then maybe I'd start to share it with people at work, and through by lunch, everybody knows it. And then everybody's talking about it and I'm just creating so much negativity, right? Well, now that I'm aware of this, as soon as I have a negative thought, the only thing you can do, you can't not have a thought. So the important thing to do is in the morning when you wake up, and this would be kind of a nugget for people, in the morning when you wake up, decide on a positive thought to have queued up and write it down. Maybe put it on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket, a positive thought. So for instance, this morning I wake up and I say, my positive thought is going to be my daughter. I'm thinking about my daughter anytime I have a negative thought. I put that in my pocket. I'm driving around. A negative thought comes to me and I immediately queue up that positive thought of my daughter and I replace the negative with a positive. Now, I've been studying this for quite some time and teaching it, so I can do that pretty quickly. A negative thought can come into my mind, and in a split second, I'm changing it out to be positive. Maybe for you and the listeners, they're going to struggle with that. They're going to have a negative thought, and they're going to catch themselves 3 hours later saying, oh, I wasn't supposed to be thinking about this. And the important thing is that they caught themselves. They didn't go through the rest of the week, the month, their life thinking about the negative thought. They caught themselves. And then once you start catching yourself, it's like a notch in your belt. You're like, oh, yeah, I caught myself, right? And then you start catching yourself more and more, and the time frame becomes shorter and shorter, and you find yourself thinking more positive than you do negative, because all you need to be is a 51% positive thinking versus 49% to have a positive day. Now, of course, you want to be 100%, but you got to start somewhere. So one thing that could be a takeaway from this radio interview here would be to think about what you're thinking about. Catch yourself thinking. Most people are never even thinking. They're using their memory to go back and, you know, to play old movies. But really think about what you're thinking about. Catch yourself. Am I in a positive place or a negative place? You can do that by, and you said the word, how you feel. Your vibration is your feeling. So if I'm feeling bad, I must be thinking negative thoughts. If I'm feeling good, I must be thinking negative positive thoughts. So, you know, some easy ways to do it is put on a good audio. Sometimes listening to music can really get you in a new vibration. It's really just thinking about what you're thinking about. That would be the advice that I would have for everybody. If you can just do that for the next week, your whole week will change.
And I love that, putting in a replacement thought. So if something does come up, you switch it or flip that switch to that replacement thought that's going to automatically shift you upwards. I love that.
Absolutely.
Great, great. All right, Phil, now tell everybody how they can get to you, to your website, and perhaps some events that you have coming up.
Okay. Well, you can go to my website. It's philciccio.com. So it's P-H-I-L. And then my last name is C-I-C. C-I-O, philciccio.com. All the information is there about how to get in touch with me. My email address is phil@philciccio.com. I'd be glad to give my cell phone number. It's 781-858-1732. 781-858-1732. If you're looking at having me come into your company or just as a personal coach or into your association, I work with multiple types of groups. It doesn't have to be a business. Everybody can get better results in some area of their life. So I'm available for all of that. Some of my events, actually, I'm leaving tomorrow night. I'm going to be in Vegas. I've got 4 speaking engagements in Vegas. We're doing some training on mindset and creating your own economy. One of my talks is Create Your Own Economy, and those are available. People, those are on my website, on my events page. I will post new events. A lot of my events are private because companies hire me to come in, but those that are public, I will post on there. And if you sign up for my website and you put your name and email address in the opt-in box, you'll have access to some free seminars I've done, video seminars that I've done. One is on self-image and one is on goals. I also have some access to some downloadable books. And that'll put you into my email list. And anytime I have an event, you'll get an email indicating where it is and how you can attend. And anytime there's a new program that comes out, you'll have that information. So just opt in at philciccio.com, and you'll be completely connected to me. And of course, you can always call me if you're interested in coaching.
Wonderful. Yeah, you really know what you're talking about. You are what I consider to be a law of attraction expert. So if you'd like, all the listeners out there, if you'd like to get his link directly to his webpage, go to our LOA store, and under law of attraction experts, you will find his link that will take you directly there, so you won't miss anything. You'll just get right there. So thank you so much, Phil. This has been wonderful, and I hope that you'll come back again and share some more insight with us.
I would love to. It's been my pleasure, Jules. Thank you so much for having me on your radio show. I really appreciate it.
And to all my wonderful listeners, come back next week for another terrific show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. And until then, keep on manifesting your dreams. Have a great one. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.